Welcome to the Business Miracles Podcast. I'm Heather Dominick, founder of businessmiracles.com and author of the book Different, the Highly Sensitive Leadership Revolution, found at differentthebook.com. Since 2010, I've been training highly sensitive entrepreneurs and leaders from around the globe to work less while making more impact and income by doing things differently. I'm so glad you joined me. Listen in and get ready. Get ready for a shift in the way you view yourself, your work, your life. A business miracle. This is A Course in Business Miracles podcast episode 199, Mastering Reactions to Change as an HSP in Business. In today's episode, I share how we are currently experiencing constant change and unpredictability, and that the times we are in are not going to be over anytime soon. I discuss the importance of managing our reactions to change as highly sensitive entrepreneurs and leaders, and how now more than ever, we need to commit to the path of mastery in order to grow and succeed continuously through these times in our businesses and our relationships. To better understand this path of mastery, I talk about attachment styles with a focus on shifting from the anxious attachment style to the secure attachment style. I explore the ways that resistance to shifting from anxious to secure shows up, sharing examples I often see with members I mentor in the highly sensitive leadership training programs, and how by leaning in, joining together, and with the power of aligned community, we can truly transcend the ongoing, ever-changing times we are collectively living through. Let's dive in together. Welcome to this week's training. We are here to talk about mastering reactions to change as highly sensitive entrepreneurs and leaders. There is just so much that's in motion right now as we were really diving into when we were talking about energy techniques and how to really support ourselves as highly sensitive leaders to manage all that really is in motion energetically right now. And then, of course, managing and working with change goes so much more deeply into understanding and knowing when it comes to the IUC process of transformation as I teach it, and comes with so much, which is why we're going to look into the reactions to change today and how to really be working with these consistently as highly sensitive entrepreneurs and leaders, because we are in the thick of it now, my friends. There is just constant change that can be guaranteed. There is way too much that's unpredictable, way too many people behaving unpredictably, that to try to resist the constant of change is only going to make it that much more difficult for yourself. The good news is that how to manage change as a highly sensitive is something that I personally have been researching, studying, developing, practicing, and then teaching long before these exceptional times. And what I really want to bring our attention to is that as we give deliberate attention to mastering our reactions to change as highly sensitives, reaction will shift and change. The more we practice over a longer period of time, the more our self-esteem will strengthen, and more easily we will be able to access acceptance and a new sense of confidence to be able to manage and master change as a highly sensitive leader, and particularly a highly sensitive leader who embraces their essential self to the crisis. Now, strengthening our reactions to change as part of the path of mastery is not an ascended linear process. It is a process that's going to go through peaks and valleys. And then again, with that devotion and commitment to practice, to mastery, then we will hit a space where we can be in that more consistent acceptance ascension. Crisis could absolutely be considered global pandemic. Crisis could absolutely be considered climate change. Crisis could absolutely be considered political upheaval. Crisis could also be, I've lost my keys. Crisis could also be, my internet is down. Crisis could also be, I'm not getting the response from a loved one that I want. The degree to which crisis registers for each and every one of us is going to be different. And that registration of crisis is going to shift and change over time as you again commit to this path of mastery. So from here, let's look at the anxious attachment styles. The highly sensitive leadership attachment styles is also something that I previously taught at an in-person training retreat. The anxious preoccupied quadrant of the attachment styles is typically identified with the untrained highly sensitive. When you haven't yet learned or begun to practice working with and training your nervous system, you most likely will experience a constant need for reassurance, a sense of ruminating on unresolved past issues, finding yourself overly sensitive to others' actions and moods, and highly emotional. In my opinion, most of what I see on the internet and social media that has to do with highly sensitives and empaths tends to focus on the anxious attachment style, creating a sense of community around how difficult it is to be highly sensitive. Shared community around highly emotional or overly sensitive experiences. Yet for those of us here, in the Business Miracles community, we focus on shifting from the anxious attachment style to the secure attachment style, secure and autonomous. And you'll see the resonance with the highly sensitive strengths. Words such as trusting, empathic, tolerant of differences, and forgiving. Able to communicate. To communicate honestly about your own emotions and your needs, managing your emotions well, not overly upset, having a keen sense of insight, resolution, and forgiveness about past relationships and issues. And as I teach in our highly sensitive leadership training programs, the jump from anxious to secure is not an overnight phenomena. And to understand the difference is not enough. And as I teach in the IUK transformation process, the real work takes place between understanding a concept and the choices and the actions and the choices and the actions and the choices and the actions that you engage in ongoingly, consistently, in a container of accountability like our community, until you have reached a place where there is a deep knowing, a resonance of that sense of secure. So from here, I want to talk about the ways that we engage in that choice action as part of our highly sensitive leadership training programs. But I want to talk about it actually in the way that resistance shows up. Resistance to the program as a resistance to reactions to change. And as resistance to shifting from anxious to secure. So let's just kind of like give this an overview for a moment. Wait a minute. Why would I be resistant to this program? Wait a minute. Why would I be resistant to change? I've said that I want things to be different. I want success in my business. I want to feel a sense of confidence in my career. I want a greater sense of peace and assurance within my life as a highly sensitive. Why would I be resistant to that? Wait a minute. Why would I be resistant to shifting from anxious to secure? Those words in the secure quadrant, those look much better than those words in the anxious quadrant. So this is because we're human. And this is why I say everyone wants transformation, but no one wants to change. Because actually engaging in the process of change requires us, one, to look at the ways that we've been behaving up until now that have not been so helpful or supportive. And it also requires us to let go of behaviors that have become very comfortable. So, program resistance as an example of reactions to change. It's a normal experience, but this is how it looks, and it's important that we're talking about it. So one of the ways that resistance to reaction and reactions to change shows up when it comes to the highly sensitive leadership training programs is feeling confused about the program, getting all tangled up on all of the nuances of the program, feeling like you have to understand every single aspect before you can even get started or begin. Reactions to change in connection to the highly sensitive leadership training program also show up with a shadow of perfectionism. Ugh, I can't be visible and vulnerable. I can't engage in that B&B energy. Not until I really get my words right. I'm going to wait until I really, you know, can be sure that what I'm going to say is going to be accepted. It can also show up by taking things personally, either something that's given as feedback or insight or input, feeling resentment or nitpicking about program presentations, tuning into nuances, grammar mistakes that you see, spelling, wording, etc., getting distracted, looking for other programs to join. And once you've joined the highly sensitive leadership training program, suddenly all hell breaking loose in your business and life. I've been doing this work long enough. I've seen these reactions to change numerous times. That one, it no longer surprises me. Two, it's not individual to you. But three, we always have the opportunity to choose differently. If there's any place that's going to support highly sensitives in being in that process to shift from anxious to secure, it is in the highly sensitive leadership training programs as part of the Business Miracles community. Because this is the place where you not only are accepted, but you are supported in embracing good enough. Not only accepted, but supported in embracing good enough. Because allowing done to be better than good is what's going to move you forward. Move you forward in your business, move you forward in your life. because this is where we teach the law of adaptation. This is where we host the mantra, no right, no wrong, no judgment. And this is where there is no such thing as too late, so much so that we have a whole teaching on the power of re-returning. And this is where we recognize as highly sensitives, in order to be able to access our highly sensitive strength of visionary, we not only understand, but we know that that way is the way of one step at a time. So, what's our big takeaway here? Our big takeaway is stop trying to keep change from happening. And instead, to embrace and enter into the core practice, the ongoing process, the path of mastery of change, utilizing energy techniques, utilizing energy management tools, but also utilizing this program to look your resistance right in the eyes. Know that you're in a safe space within this aligned community to begin to practice doing it differently. Change is going to continue to happen. The times that we are in are not going to be over anytime soon. So rather than pretending we can wait it out, we lean in. We join together and we look to master. And that is the way that your business is going to grow and succeed through these times, and your relationships will strengthen as a result of these times. Breath in and let it out.
Thank you for being a part of this Business Miracles podcast episode and for beginning to dip your toe into the journey of highly sensitive leadership training. If you are ready to truly use your sensitivities as strengths in all parts of your work and life, I invite you to connect for a one-on-one chat. You will experience being deeply listened to, and together we'll get a sense of whether the highly sensitive leadership training programs are the best next step for you and your highly sensitive journey at this time. Just go to www.claritycall.com to schedule a conversation. We so look forward to connecting with you. Talk to you soon.